Welcome to Hollywood, Minnesota, the show that looks at the links between the land of 10,000 lakes and the motion picture industry. This show aims to highlight the way cinema is a part of Minnesota's artistic and cultural heritage through interviews with local filmmakers and film festival coordinators, as well as profiles of Hollywood figures with Minnesota roots. On today's edition of Hollywood, Minnesota, I'll be interviewing Alex Natalizio, a sophomore at Winona State University who won the Take Your Shot filmmaking contest. In this interview, Natalizio discusses his recent experience and reflects on the opportunities provided by contests and internet-based film exhibition. Well, Alex, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So why don't you start by telling me exactly what is Take Your Shot?
So Take Your Shot was this campaign through AT&T where they would end up choosing three aspiring filmmakers and give them a chance to be able to make a short film of their own. And the twist is that we're actually filming everything on an AT&T smartphone instead of like your regular camera.
Yep. Okay, how did you become aware of the contest?
So my friend actually found out about it on the Freddie W YouTube channel, on Freddie Wong's YouTube channel, and he told me about it. We both really like making kind of like amateur short films, and we both set out to each make. How it worked was that you'd make a 300-word or 300-character pitch, and they would take those pitches and choose the top 50 of those. So we both set out to make one, and he ended up not finishing his, but I barely finished mine in time. He actually told me about it less than 24 hours before it was due, and there was less than 2 minutes on the clock when I submitted it, like that was left for the due date. So I just barely submitted in time, but apparently they liked it.
So you submitted just a pitch, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And describe your pitch.
So my pitch was basically this guy named Adam meets this girl named Aria, and she has this sort of strange condition. She uncontrollably floats, and it's the story of how Adam's basically trying to help Aria accept her condition, and they kind of like fall in love during that process.
In other interviews, you've described some of your influences as being the short films of Pixar.
Yeah. Yep.
Can you describe some of those and how that impacted your work here?
Yeah, definitely. So there's the short film La Luna, which tells a really great story about how a kid basically finds his identity in the world in a very unique way. And I really like the way that Pixar was able to tell a story and show emotions without any sort of dialogue. So I try to copy that that style by not having any dialogue at all in my short.
But your short is live action, correct?
It is live action, yes. Hmm.
And it was all shot on a smartphone. How was that?
Yeah, it was very interesting shooting on a smartphone. We shot it on a Galaxy S4, the Samsung. It was a little tricky getting used to at first, but it turned out to actually work pretty well. Like we were able to get pretty high quality images on just a smartphone.
So you described your idea as being based on a woman being weightless.
Correct, yeah.
How did you come up with that idea?
You know, I don't even really know. It was honestly, how I came up with the idea was I knew I wanted to do a story based around love, and but I knew I wouldn't want to just do like your average characters falling in love. I wanted to have one of them have some sort of unique twist to it, and ended up having this idea where it would be kind of fun if one of them was weightless and kind of like uncontrollably floating up, and one of them had to keep bringing her down. And at the same time, it kind of represents this theme of kind of like letting go.
Let's talk about the contest process. You said you submitted it just minutes before it was due.
Yeah. Yep.
And then what?
So basically they had judges to read over all the submissions. There were nearly 3,000 submissions. And, about a week later was when they posted on their website, takeyourshotfilms.com, the top 50 of the pitches. And mine happened to be in the top 50. So from there, you had to have as many people as you could vote for your pitch on Facebook. And so the top 10 of those top 50 would then move on to an interview round. So I happened to finish in fourth place for the top 10.
And then you did the interview. Now, did you do the interview in person or was that a phone interview?
It was actually like an online interview through Google Hangouts.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
And who did you interview with?
I interviewed with a spokesperson through AT&T and like their advertising agency. They kind of did like the main interview, and then we actually did a second interview with the hosts of ISA TV. They are a YouTube channel that kind of does like talk shows and game shows and kind of stuff like that.
And what kind of questions did they ask?
Some of them were pretty normal, like, you know, what was your inspiration? Some more normal ones like that. Then we also had some pretty weird ones, like, could you act out a character of one of your characters from the short? So I actually had to act out playing as Adam with another guy.
Did you have any acting experience?
No, not at all.
So what is your background?
So I basically on the side have been creating short films with my friends just throughout high school and the beginning of college. So nothing like professional.
What have you been making them on?
Just like a Canon Vixia, like a camcorder kind of thing.
Okay, like a department store camcorder then.
Yeah, yeah, nothing too expensive.
Mm-hmm. And then what were you normally like edit mm-hmm. those on?
Yeah, I've been using a Final Cut Pro on my MacBook, but my friend's been using Adobe Premiere. So.
And have you just been making these for personal pleasure? Or have you been putting these out on the web?
Yeah, like we put them on YouTube. They started off as being videos for various school projects in high school is really where it started off. And we really liked doing it. And so we started entering different film contests online. So I've actually entered a few in the past and didn't win any of them. But this time was a little bit different.
You'd mentioned that you found out about this contest through Freddie Wong's YouTube page.
Yeah, yep.
Why don't you tell the audience who Freddie Wong is?
So Freddie Wong is a pretty successful filmmaker on YouTube. He specializes in very impressive videos that utilize like special effects and that kind of stuff. And he's also one of the creators of a series called Video Game High School, which is a pretty ambitious, almost like TV show on YouTube.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
You're just old enough that you came of age kind of post YouTube.
Yeah,
where YouTube was already a part of the culture.
Yeah, well, and I got to see it from the very beginning, too, of where, it was just taking off. You had Smosh, different creators like that who really got popular at the time where YouTube was kind of in its infancy. There wasn't very much competition back then.
Mm-hmm. And YouTube is, of course, a home for movie trailers and
sure.
and cat videos.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also a lot of really creative things going on YouTube and platforms like it.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your thoughts on YouTube and these kind of tube sites online?
I think it's like really taking off as being almost a like second Hollywood in a way. You have your YouTube stars who are kind of like celebrities at this point. And you even have YouTube has like their own studio in LA where various like YouTube celebrities can shoot their short films in that the studio. That's actually where Freddie Wong films Video Game High School is in this YouTube studio. So I think it's really turning out to be a lot more professional than people expected it to be.
How many hours a day do you spend watching YouTube?
To be honest, maybe only like an hour, like average or so, but not like a crazy amount.
It can become quite the time vampire, though.
It does, yeah, definitely.
Let's get back to your short film. Once you were named the winner, they flew you out to Hollywood, and they were going to have you film this short. Describe the production process.
It was pretty intense. Like it was a really great experience. I had a production crew of over 40 people, which they say for what we were going for, it was a pretty high amount of people. And it was really great to be able to see just how many people it takes to put in a production like this. Even though the video itself is only about five and a half minutes or so, it took 2 days of just very heavy production and countless hours of pre-production and dozens of people on set to actually get this to work.
Well, let's go through that step by step. Let's start with pre-production. What did you have to do for that?
A lot of stuff. The first thing was right when they told me that I won, I had immediately create a script. And the script was due within like, I think 4 or 5 days. And that happened to be the same time that it was the weekend right before classes started. So I had to, pack up, move into my new apartment, get used to my new classes, all while creating the script from scratch. So it was a pretty stressful experience. And from there, we would submit the script to the advertising company that's partnered with AT&T. And they'd kind of give their notes on what they want for revisions and send it back. And then I'd have to make those revisions. And it was just, bouncing back and forth probably about like 8 times or so, like the script was changed.
So your very first feature film and you're already getting production notes from advertisers.
Plenty of them, yeah.
Interesting. What about the production itself? How did that go?
Yeah, it was stressful and intense, but at the same time, it was probably the most fun I've ever had. We were very short on time. each day. We only had 2 days to shoot this whole thing. And so even though we had countless hours of pre-production trying to condense as much as we could into these 2 days, even on set in between takes, me and my assistant director would be off to the side and scribbling notes, trying to take out shots and get it to work with the time frame that we had.
Were the other people also your age, or were they also other college students, or were they people who'd been in the industry for a while?
A couple of them were my age, but most of them were definitely, older than me. They've been in the industry for quite a while, and there have been people who have worked on some pretty impressive movies.
Such as?
I'd say Pirates of the Caribbean was one of them, Dark Knight Rises. It's just some big movies.
Impressive.
Yeah, I agree. I really lucked out with my crew out there in LA. They say that odds are when you are working on a crew, you're not going to get along with everybody, but I just happened to really click with everybody out there, and just really happy with how this video is turning out.
You mentioned working with Freddie Wong. What was that like?
He was great. He's very knowledgeable on what he does. He's definitely an expert. He's very fast-paced in his work, and he gave me a lot of really helpful tips. One of them, I'd say like the most important one that he taught me, was just how important it is for the director to keep the pace moving at all times and just make sure that every decision is made with a very solid decision, like a yes or no answer, not just leaving it up to other people to make the choice for you.
What kind of changes were there from your initial pitch to the finished product?
Quite a lot, actually. In the very first draft of the script, the film was actually extremely heavy on dialogue, believe it or not. To be honest, I feel like I kind of lost my direction with that first draft. And I talked to Freddie about it, and we were thinking, maybe we should cut down on dialogue. So I thought to myself, it's like to take it all the way and completely take out dialogue. And that's pretty much how it got to where it is today. More of a visual experience than a heavy dialogue kind of short.
You mentioned that you shot it on AT&T camera phone, right?
Yes, correct.
Since you shot it on AT&T camera phone, what did you end up doing for sound?
We were pretty lucky. Since the whole thing is basically a silent film, there's no dialogue. We didn't have to worry about sound. Really, the only sound that you hear is the music that's gonna be playing. And right now, I'm actually working with the composer of for the short, trying to figure out how we want the music and everything.
Yeah, who's composing it?
His name is Paul. He's one of the hosts of ISA TV.
Oh, I see. What kind of sound when you're working with him? What specific things are you looking for in the music?
So we definitely want something that's very, very uplifting and positive, because it's supposed to be a pretty lighthearted short. And at the same time, we want to add maybe some little ethereal effects to it, kind of adding to this idea that the main character Arya, how she's weightless, kind of like this mysterious being to her. So we definitely want to add some almost like supernatural elements to the music.
How long before this the short is finished?
The short's going to premiere the week of October 21st. So we'll pretty much be working right up to that premiere date. Mm-hmm.
So you're back here in Winona, and yep, other people are finishing it. Yep. What kind of interaction are you having with them?
Yeah, so my assistant director, Seton, he's actually editing it right now. And about every other day, he sends me a rough cut of where the video's at right now. And I can kind of give him my notes and tell him what I want changed, what I like. Everything like that.
And how often are you in contact with him?
Pretty much every day, if not every other day. Mm.
And how are they showing this to you? Do they have it online somewhere, or are they sending it to you?
He basically just exports it and sends it to me privately.
I see.
I'm really the only one that has access to the rough cuts. Mm-hmm.
We talked earlier about you're finding the Pixar films kind of an inspiration for this particular film. What other films do you find inspiring? What other films and filmmakers do you find as inspirations?
As an initial inspiration, Silver Linings Playbook was actually kind of an inspiration.
Really?
I really liked how they told a love story that was not your typical love story. Had, kind of offbeat characters that you could still fall in love with. And I just found that very fascinating.
Are you a fan of David O. Russell then?
Yeah, I'd say so. Another director that I've been pretty inspired by lately is just Christopher Nolan. especially with Inception, being able to take such a complicated idea and be able to show it in a way that connects with such a general audience is pretty special.
This is a program about Minnesota's links with the motion picture industry. What is your impression about being someone who's, you're from Wisconsin originally,
of course,
but being from the Midwest in general, your relationship to Hollywood? Because it does, I find people kind of view it as something that's far off.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. I feel like we're kind of raised in this environment where we're kind of discouraged to go after dreams of Hollywood. We're kind of told that it's something that we can't really attain. Like we can't become successful in that industry, but, and that's actually, it kind of, scared me to try to pursue film for like the, past couple of years, really. It wasn't until this summer that I really started to realize that, it is possible to be successful in Hollywood to some extent.
You say you felt kind of trepidatious about this. Why is that?
I feel like there's this idea that if you just move out to Hollywood hoping to be successful and as an actor, a film director, then odds are you'll end up broke. And I agree with that. Like, there's definitely a lot of competition out there. And there's a lot of very talented people out there, but I feel like that isn't something that should keep you from at least attempting to go after your dreams. Like, you should definitely try for it.
Looking back on this process so far, and it's not complete yet because obviously your short has yet to premiere. We'll do that at the end of the month. What's been your thought about this process so far?
It's a bit stressful, but at the same time, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's been an absolute, honestly, dream come true, and it's been a blast. So it's been really reassuring that this is what I want to do with my life. Even though some of the pre-production can be a little bit time-consuming, it's definitely worth it in the end.
What do you see as your future? Where are you going to go from here?
Oh, boy. This is something that I'm actually having to decide right now. Do I, should I go out to a film school? Is it worth the money? Or should I just kind of try to get my foot in the industry right away and find a job? There's pros and cons to each, and that's what I'm kind of trying to decide right now. But I'm hoping in the long run that I'll be able to be a successful film director, whether that's Hollywood or just kind of like an indie developer. But that's basically what I want to do.
The development of YouTube and as well as everything from camera phones to nice cameras that are relatively inexpensive has really democratized film.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's great. Like, especially when you say like YouTube, you see all these YouTube celebrities and they kind of came from nowhere and yet all of a sudden they're these YouTube celebrities. So it's kind of like nowadays anyone that wants to make a short film can. And I think that's really inspiring. And that's definitely something that I'm going to be trying to do more often.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I suppose, if people could check out takeyourshotfilms.com, there's a lot of really cool behind the scenes, like footage on there and, some different contests that, people can kind of get involved with and start voting. And that's also where the short films are going to premiere. So that'd definitely be a website to check out.
It seems like contests like these are a good way for people who are from the Midwest who don't have a connection to movie-making industry to make inroads.
Definitely, yeah. This has been just invaluable for me. I've made a lot of connections out there, and I would have never have met those people if it wasn't for this contest.
That concludes this edition of Hollywood, Minnesota. Thank you to Alex Natalizio for joining me today. You can find out more about the Take Your Shot contest at takeyourshotfilms.com. Natalizio's short film, Weight of Love, will be viewable on the website the week of October 21st. This program is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm Nathan Wardinsky, and be sure to join me next week for another edition of Hollywood, Minnesota.